Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Anne Baldwin.
Hello and welcome to another show, The Connection. That's what you're listening to here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I am one of your hosts, Anne Baldwin.
And I'm Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, CEO from The Connection.
And I got to tell you, this one, we don't have a guest. It's what we call Anne and Lisa Raw.
Raw,
but we got to be careful because, you know, this is for a public consumption here.
G related, yes.
And politically correct. You know, God forbid we say anything that's not politically correct.
I know.
We've seen so much stuff going on where people are in so much trouble for so many things.
I know. It's just getting worse and worse.
It is. It's crazy. But some of it's just stupid.
Is there anything you can say or post that isn't breaking somebody's feelings or offending? It's over the top.
It is.
We need to focus on what's really going on in the world and not this ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, people are just too easily offended by everything anymore. But the other thing is, some of the stuff is common sense. It's like, you may think it and you may want to say it, and so verbally say it and it goes away. But for you to put it in a forum that's going to live on forever and people can attack you, that's just stupidity.
Well, that is, yeah.
You know, I mean, I do a lot of crisis communication here. It's probably, unfortunately, 60%, fortunate for me, but unfortunately for other people, it's probably 60% of our business. And can I tell you, the growing amount of things that we're dealing with that are a result of social media posts is growing tremendously.
Well, yes. And what I said before, let me just clarify. People are saying offensive things. I agree. I mean, sometimes you just, you know, if it comes in your head, don't let it come out. Think twice before you talk, right? But, I mean, now, you know, when you get with Christmas songs, all that, holiday, that's over the top. But there are things that people are doing, and, you know, they are offensive, some things that people say. Like, don't criticize someone's gender, you know, religious belief, the color of their skin, you know.
Common sense, you would think.
Common sense.
Right. But some people think it's okay. And then when somebody else does it, you know, it's kind of like going to a meeting. When I go to a meeting, right? A recovery meeting. And the advice there is, take what you want and leave the rest. That's what I do with social media. That's my attitude. And if some people just keep singing the same tune and it's making me angry, delete them.
Exactly.
I don't need to see their crap. There was one lady, just everything was negative. Even a positive post, she'd find something negative to say about it. Delete.
That's it.
Who needs it?
Exactly. You need peace in your
life.
Yeah.
So let's check in. You've been going through a lot lately. Your mom's down in Florida, had to have some surgery.
That's been really hard.
Knee replacement surgery,
yes.
Which they say is even worse than a hip.
I know.
So, and you're an only child?
Yes.
So you're it?
I'm it.
Flying back and forth and running a major behavioral health organization. How's it going?
You know, I was happy to get back to work. You know, a few days. I mean, I'm always connected, but it's so difficult to see your parents age. And she was really confused and over-medicated, and she was making no sense to me. And I felt like I was thinking, wow, now I understand what my friends went through when their parents had early onset, you know, Alzheimer, dementia. And she snapped out of that. But it's really difficult to see, and makes you think about your own mortality and makes you realize, you know, that strong woman, that superwoman, is a frail, elderly woman now. It's really hard to deal with that. And all I can say is, thank God I have great friends like you and others, because you have to have support when things like this happen in your life.
I was talking to a girlfriend of mine. I said, we should really have a support group for people with aging parents. And not so much to cry, but to laugh. If we can laugh, if we can all support each other, but yet, you know, find the humor in some of the things that we've all dealt with. I know with my father, who's still living near me, I could write a book, but it wouldn't be G-rated. So, you know, it is. It's a big responsibility. And I was just out the other night, and there was a woman who lost her husband about 10 years ago, and he developed dementia at 57, and she cared for him for, what was it, 15 years before he passed with dementia. Wow. 57. That's our age.
I know.
And I'm sitting there thinking, that can't happen to somebody who's 57. It does.
I know. I know that.
It does.
It's just crazy. It's sad. It really is sad.
Yeah, and it's hard when you're the caregiver and you're the responsible one. And then the guilt that comes with that.
Oh.
Right?
We are Italian. A lot of Italian guilt.
Yes.
It's hard.
It is. And when you're trying to juggle, you've got your own family, you've got your own son, you've got this company, you've got this mother who needs you. We're all being pulled in so many different directions.
Everyone is.
So I'm going to go back to my original question. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I am doing okay. Because I have an amazing support system that I built for myself. And because I know that when I'm... So you'll appreciate this. I love music. Mm. Every song today, well, I had was playing my music that I've downloaded. Any song that I knew was going to make me feel upset, I skipped over it. I refused to make myself go down there because I know how I am, and I'm trying to be every day, have a grateful heart and think of what I'm happy about, because really I'm blessed with so many things. I have an amazing career, I have an amazing family, you know, I have good friends, and I could think about all these little things. And so every time, you know, I talk to my mother, I try to keep her, I can have a meltdown after, but mm-hmm. when I talk to her, positive reinforcement, positive. I make her feel good. And then if I feel like I'm upset, I call, you know, like phone a friend.
Phone a friend, yes.
I phone a friend.
Right.
And so I have to have my own support system, because you come to the point where you realize that when you are a caregiver, your roles change with your parent or whoever that person is in your life that, you know, took care of you. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult. It's really hard.
It is hard.
So you have to have other people in your life. That's key.
I've gotten to the point where I'm pretty much cooking most of my father's meals now. We have him over for Sunday dinner, and then Bill and I, he'll go home with enough food for the week. But yesterday he came over and said, "Hey, can you transfer a couple $100 into my account? I'm overdrawn." And I just sat there, and, you know, I didn't want to embarrass him because that happens. But I thought, talk about role reversal, man.
I know.
You know, used to say, "Hey, Dad, can I have $20 for gas?" No, back then, "Can I have $10 for gas?" And now I'm putting money into his account because he's overdrawn. You gotta laugh sometimes. You really do. But, you know, to your point, too, and it's not just that, but especially when there's a medical issue.
Oh, it's so hard.
You've got to have a patient advocate there with you, like somebody who's making sure that they're coming when you're pushing the button, that your pain is being managed. I mean, all
awful.
Of that stuff. Because
it's
if nobody's there, it's crazy.
It's, again, it goes back to, you know, the work that we do with the connection makes me realize always in certain things that have happened in my life, what it's like to be on the other side of the fence. And, you know, it's easy when you are, when you need help and you have no clue how you're going to deal with something, it is really scary. You can't underplay that, "Oh, just pick up a phone and blah, blah, blah." That's not true. Because if you know, I feel helpless too. I have to call and find out about, she has long-term health care. So I have no, what about, you know, can I get care for her at home? What does that look like? And it's scary because I have to, I'm the only one who can do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I get these, information emails from folks that listen to our show or otherwise, and they're desperate and they're looking for help and they're lost, I completely relate to that. Mm. And you know, you can't underplay that, because when those people need help, they need it now. They need it at that moment.
They needed it yesterday.
And that's
right.
How I feel, you know, in these situations. So you have to keep it real, but it's really, you know, it's hard.
It is hard. And that's why, too, that we mentioned when somebody's there for you and you know somebody's on the other end to help you through the process, that's half the battle.
You know, yeah.
And you don't just say it. At the connection, you really do what you say you do.
We do.
It's not, and if you can't help them, if your organization can't help them, you know who can.
We do.
So you're not gonna call the connection and hit a dead end. You'll just
absolutely
keep going until
not.
You find the right resource.
No, absolutely not. We don't do that. So I thought of a story. one of my staff, her daughter several years ago. It was so tragic. Thank God she's okay. She was diagnosed with cancer, and she called me up, and I was going through a health issue also. And she called me, and we were on different ends of the spectrum, but both trying to figure out how do we deal with these things that were potentially tragic. Well, her situation was much more tragic than mine. And she and I talked about, from each of our perspective, what's it like when you're so upset and these people that come in your life to help you, like she talked about going to Smilo in Hamden, you know, Smilo Cancer, feeling, where do I go to take my daughter? And the parking attendant, what his demeanor was like, the first person she saw, how he helped her, how he parked the car, how he directed her to where she had to go, gave her a map, did all of these things. That one person changed the minute she walked in. And that's why, again, for people that are caregivers and folks, all of you that are out there that help people in need, whether it's a doctor's office or whatever it is, right? A greeter at an AA or NA meeting, anything that you do, how important that is to have people that really care about you and really make what you're going through easier. It's just critical.
Yeah, it sets the tone, doesn't it?
It sets the tone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, again, you know, you have to remember everything, just like for you, Ann, your clients call you. I called you in crisis and panic mode, and I can hand it over to you, and you just make it, you take it with ease. And that's what you do for people too.
Right.
You have helped us through so many things, and guidance and reassurance, and you can get through this, and this is how we're going to do it, and all of those things, and you provide that for all of us.
And there's nothing more comforting when you're in a panic. And I think we all have this in our lives too, is, you know, I'll wake up some days just on overload, panicked about the day ahead. And my Bill will say, listen, slow down. Roll back a little bit. Think about what you're grateful for. Take a few minutes to do that. And take one thing at a time. And you'll get through your day just like you got through yesterday. But you can't worry about what happened yesterday. And you can't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow.
No.
You just have to stay in the moment.
I know.
Like we said on an earlier show, and I love this. I saw someone put it on Facebook. Today's a great day to have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? But it's so hard. There's so many distractions out there. And there's so many things. But we all have our stuff.
I know.
We all have our stuff. You can pick anybody off the street and say, what's going on in your life?
Yeah, what keeps you up at night?
What keeps you up at night? What kind of issues are you struggling with, or somebody that you love struggling with? And they've said before, if we had 50 people, random people, and we all put our crap in the middle of a table, you put your crap down, I'll put my crap down, et cetera, et cetera. And at the end, you have the choice. You can take your crap back, or you can take somebody else's crap.
You're going to take your own.
You'll take your own crap back.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
I just love that kind of thinking.
But it's true, because everyone's fighting a battle that you don't know about.
Right.
Everyone does. And I think when we lose sight of that, you know, it's just, you know, like I'll see people, you know, beeping, or you're in a line, or move up, or whatever. And I'm thinking, wow. I mean, I get it. But it's kind of like trying to just be a little bit more humble and a little bit more caring, and not to sound hokey, but it is really true. That person's probably was having a really bad day behind me that was like swearing at me and all. What I did is I paid for their coffee, because I'm like, you know what? They're swearing and giving me the bird.
You did?
I did.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah. I figured, you know what? This lady's having a really bad day. Something's going on, and I'm just going to buy her coffee.
I bet she felt, I don't wonder what she felt. What do you think?
I don't know. Probably like, oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
But I didn't do it for that reason. I did it because, you know, I just said, you know what? This isn't about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to own this. It's ridiculous. I mean, you're not that angry because I took, you know, half a second to move. Something must have been really going on. And I said, you know what? This woman's having a bad day. And so I'm going to do something for her.
Good for you. Good for you. And that's kind of going around a little bit, where people are paying it forward.
Yeah, I love that.
I love it when you hear, that one leads to that
happened to me.
Really?
Several times.
Wow, because you're cute.
I don't know. I don't think so, but whatever. I'm not feeling overly cute these days. I did get hair color Saturday. I feel better, but still, I don't feel so cute. But yeah.
Wow. So people have actually bought your stuff.
They have. I don't know who these people are.
I don't think that's happened to me yet. I think I would remember that. But I've done it for other people. Or I've seen people, you know, in the line at the grocery store, and they may be a couple bucks short, so they have to put something back. And I'll just say, hey, let me grab that for you. The other thing I love to do, if I'm at a restaurant and there's an elderly person, I was at the Chowder Pot. Mm-hmm. And there was this cute little old man. Aww. No, is that politically correct to say old?
That's all right.
Okay. So there was this cute little old man sitting there having dinner all by himself. And he was all dressed up and he had his little glass of wine with dinner. And I just thought, he's so adorable, right? So I went over and I said, I just have to tell you, you are the best looking man in this whole restaurant. And he was so happy. And then I said to the gal, I said, put his dinner on my tab. I want to buy his dinner, but don't, you know, don't give him my name or anything. So he found out at the end of the dinner that someone bought his dinner, that it was me. But
that's nice.
I felt so good. And I had a smile on my face the whole way home.
That's really nice
just
to do that.
Little things like that. He probably should have bought me dinner. He probably had more money than I did. But that's not the point.
No.
Just a little gesture doing something is all it takes.
It's very true. It's very, very, very true. I have to tell you something.
What?
I haven't told you this.
Uh-oh. You're pregnant.
Hell no. Hell no. Although, no, that's not even, it's not even possible. Although, it's because I have nothing else in my life because my life is so boring. There's nothing like holding a baby, though. I mean, I'd rather have a puppy. But I mean,
we're working on it. You're going to get your puppy.
I know, but I'm just saying that there is something about a baby and life.
Okay,
and
you're getting off topic. You said right. You had to tell me something.
Okay,
what is
this?
It?
This is what I want to tell you. So we have a fan in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Okay. He thinks we are both the best thing since sliced bread. He left a message for Beth and myself, and he said faithfully every Sunday.
What's his name?
Bill. From Massachusetts.
Okay.
He listens to our show every week without fail. He finds that we have a lot of empathy. We have great speakers. He lives to listen to our show.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Well, hi, Bill.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is so great. Big shout out to Bill in Massachusetts. Thank you.
It was really, really, really sweet.
That's great. And we've heard from a lot of people. You know, we've been doing this now for a while, right?
A couple of years, right? A
couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, it doesn't seem like it. I really enjoy it. It's just so much fun to sit here and talk about what's going on with people. And, you know, you might not need the things that we're talking about today, but you never know. Somebody might tomorrow, the next day, whatever.
So I was at a meeting at the Legislative Office Building, and the person that I was meeting with said, wow, you're really getting out there, the radio show. I love the show. And I said, this is, wow.
So talk about, I was up at the legislature, what?
I was up at the Legislative Office Building. I had a meeting. Brian McGee, we had him on our show. He wants to be back on our show.
Great.
Hi, Brian. You're amazing. Keep doing the great work you're doing. He said he loved being on our show and that other people have commented to him about the Connection show and how we're really getting the message out there and the fact that we are also highlighting folks in recovery. We're talking about people's story. We're highlighting other folks in Connecticut that are doing amazing work and how really important that is, that we're really getting the word out there of services for our citizens in Connecticut. And I just thought that was, wow, I was really happy that he said that, and I wanted to pass that on to you. It's always good to get this feedback.
It is, and I'm trying to get us a better time slot because 5:30 on a Sunday morning, I appreciate the fact that we've got this spot.
Me too.
But I'd like to move it up a little bit. So I always say people are either just getting in for the night or not. But the good news is it's also on the Connections website. We have all of our shows listed there and also on WTIC AM 1080s. Webpage. Sometimes they're a little delayed getting them up there, but you can find most of our shows there as well. So on demand is where it's at. It's there and accessible to you where you want it, when you want it, and that's really what this is all about. So, and we're going to be talking about getting a camera in here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that people can not only hear us, but they'll be able to see us if they watch us on their computers and things. So we're going to have to start.
Oh, that's
not
great.
That we don't. We're pretty dressed up and because
we're working
all day, right? So we still look the part. So that's one of the goals moving forward is what we're going to do. So I'm excited. My son's coming to town because he lives in Florida, but Stanley is one of their clients. So he's got a call on Stanley here in New Britain. So he's going to be home for a couple days, so I get to see him.
That's great.
And the other exciting thing that's happened is, so he's a financial analyst, went to Windsor High School, went to UConn and Southern, and just an average, I'm just saying this for reality check, but just an average kid, right? Academically and all that. But he's done so well, and he talked to a woman who gave him some advice about, and he wants to find another job. So instead of just putting your resume out there for human consumption, anybody, she goes, what job do you want? What's your dream job? And he said, Google. She goes, well, then go for the dream job. He sent her a resume, a friend of mine. She said, I changed it around this and that, and you need to write a cover letter, blah, blah, blah. He did all that, and to make a long story short, he's had two phone, one Skype, and now they're flying him out to California for an in-person interview at Google.
That's fantastic.
But it's a mess. There's a message there, right?
Wow.
What do you want? Where do you want to be? Where do you see yourself? And go for that.
That's
somebody's got to get these jobs. Somebody's got to have that position. Why not you?
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
I love that story. That's great.
I know.
I'm so excited.
We're
for
all
that.
Just like going, oh my gosh.
He's a good kid. He is a good kid.
He's a good kid. And, you know, he's been doing his homework,
his due diligence.
He's been.
Gee, I wonder who he gets that from.
Well.
The apple doesn't roll far.
He got a lot of his father's characteristics, of which we will not mention. But I think in that arena, because his dad's Italian and his name ends in a vowel. But he also got, I think he got that from me. And that's because, you know, you and I, we set an example like that for our kids.
I know.
Go get what you need and do what you got to do. And
exactly.
Suck it up and
that's what
everything
I tell,
will
that's
work
what
out.
That's what I tell Nico.
Suck it up.
Well, yeah, you know, you're going to appreciate this because I was in Florida for a few days. And so he said, Mom, it's so quiet here without you. It's really boring.
That's good.
I had a laugh. Because he knows I'm feisty.
Well, and you know.
You have to be, though.
You have to be. And if we can't be feisty and be ourselves at home, then where can we do that?
I know.
But it's good. It's good for them to realize that it's different here, that there's a void, there's something missing. You know, it's true. We add flavor to people's lives, and a good flavor, I think.
We do. But it's important, you know, I think when you talk about Italian, different generations, you know, I was raised in a pretty traditional family and, you know, no one really said too much. You really couldn't say too much. That's not like it is with my son. We talk about everything.
Yep.
We talk about feelings. We talk about what's going on. We talk about the good, bad, and the ugly. We have really serious conversations. I tell him how much I love him, how much he was wanted, how valuable he is. He said to me the other day, I never want to let you down. And I said, really? Like, that's not possible. That, you know, he puts these high demands. You know, these kids are always
expectations. Yeah.
These expectations are, I'm upset because I got a B. I said, really? You know, it's like, Nico, listen, you're working really hard. You're great. You know, your grades are phenomenal. You just made Honor Society. Stop it. You know, I don't want it to be, you know, that only child syndrome. I mean, the only child thing is really, really tough. And we don't put those demands on him. But I just think that I'm just so blessed, right? I mean, so blessed to be able to just, you know, I can't imagine like saying, you know, that really, saying to my father, boy, that really, what you just said hurt my feelings and this is why. I could never say that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he will say that, but in a respectful way. And then you clarify what you meant. I love that.
My father would either not say anything or kick the crap out of you, you know. I mean, that was just the way it was. And you almost wish that he would have given you a swift kick in the butt instead of not saying anything, because that's worse. You know, I think there's a lot more focus on mental health, and there's a lot more focus on communication and being open and honest about communication. And that's so key. And your son is what? He's 16. And mine's 30. So I remember those days where, you know, oh, I didn't make this position on this sports team and I got to go here and I have to do that. And they get spread so thin.
They do.
There's so many different things that they feel they have to be a part of. And, you know, my whole thing is now that I have a granddaughter
who's seven. Her.
She's the best.
Love Taylor.
Is find one thing that you love. Do it and do it well instead of all the, you know,
exactly.
Oh, you got to take ballet and piano and, oh, let's go to art class. And I did that with my kids. I was a pageant mom for a hot 3 months. That was ridiculous. But, you know, that's just what we did. So it's better today, I believe. And you have to communicate with your kids because there's so much pressure.
Well, there is.
And there's so much like suicide.
Yeah.
These
well,
kids.
There was a, you know, we had this conversation because there was a very tragic event in our town of Danbury of teenage suicide from a local high school. And, you know, the kids, it was all over social media, and we had to have this conversation, and we needed to talk about it. Nico shared with me that they had recently at school someone come in to talk about, you know, cigarettes and smoking Juul and, you know, vaping and all of the, et cetera. And he told me the entire school was there. So you're talking about, I don't know, let's say 400 kids. Mm-hmm. The question was asked, how many of you in this room know of someone that's smoking Juul? Every student raised their hand. Every student.
Wow.
Every student.
Wow. And pardon my ignorance, but Juul is what? One of those little, like, e-cigarette?
Yeah.
That's what that is?
But there's... Nico was explaining to me how much nicotine is in there, but there's other chemicals that are in there. You know, it's just, it's amazing to me. You just wonder what, you know, there isn't enough evidence about what kind of damage that will or won't do. Oh, it's better than this.
It's electronic. It's battery operated. How good can that be for you? And then look at our billboards that we have up. You know, pot's legal 30 minutes ahead or whatever it was. And whoever says that isn't a gateway drug, I want you to talk to me because I think that's ridiculous. And medical marijuana. You know, if you need it for medical reasons, great. But if you're just out there recreational using this, it is a gateway drug. I believe that because you're going to do it and you're going to like the effects, but then it gets boring and you want the next best thing. It's like you can never ride the fastest roller coaster if that's your thing, right?
Well, for me, from a personal standpoint, I know of three people that has done massive damage to in my family. And it's awful. That's it's all three scenarios, all awful and negative effects. Mm-hmm. None of it is positive.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for me to say, I understand the medical piece and I know that it works for folks. I remember when my father was dying of cancer, his doctor recommended that he do that. I mean, that was 30 something years ago.
Wow.
I don't think that was legal back then, but anyway, and my father hated it. But the point is that for people, it does work medically. However, I just want to say that I know three people in my family, it's really ruined their lives.
Mm-hmm. It's ruined my home state of Colorado. Crime is up. Good luck finding qualified workers that aren't stoned all the time. I mean, the police department, they're pulling people over, traffic accidents. It's out of control. But anyway, that's my little editorial and yours for this day. So this is Annalisa Raw.
Annalisa Raw.
Yeah, you know, we never have a shortage of things to talk about. And I love it when we have guests, but sometimes it's good to just, you know, check in, see what's going on in the world out there. And I wish you the best with your mom as her caregiver. You know, I've been through a loved one with a knee replacement. If she does her exercises and is compliant with that, it's a lot better. But she's old. She's older.
I know. I'm just hoping that she does and she can get through this, but she really didn't have an option because she kept falling.
Yeah.
One day, she fell three times over the Christmas holiday break. If my husband wasn't there, I wouldn't have been able to get her up. Luckily, she didn't get hurt. And my son is so close to her. So she's feisty. She's a little feisty one, 4'10", giving them hell over there.
What are you, 4'11"?
No, 5'2".
Oh, okay.
5'1.5". I shrunk. My hair used to be the bigger.
I got you beat, 5'4". But we won't get into the pounds because you know what? The show's over. So we want to thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you all for listening to this edition of The Connection right here on...
WTIC 1080.
No.
What?
WTIC
News Talk 1080.
I'm leaving that in the show. We'll see you next time.
Once and another.